Dada, or Dadaism, is a cultural movement that began in Zurich, Switzerland during World War I and peaked from 1916 to 1922. The movement primarily involved visual arts, literature, poetry, art manifestos, art theory, theater, and graphic design, and concentrated its anti-war politics through rejection of the prevailing standards in art through anti-art cultural works. Its purpose was to ridicule what its participants considered to be the meaninglessness of the modern world. In addition to being anti-war, Dada was also anti-bourgeoisie and anarchistic in nature. Dada activities included public gatherings, art demonstrations, and publication of art literature journals. Passionate coverage of art, politics, and culture topics often discussed in a variety of media. The movement influenced later styles like the avant-garde and downtown music movements, and groups including surrealism, nouveau realism, pop art, fluxus, and punk rock. Dada is the groundwork to abstract art and sound poetry, a starting point for performance art, a prelude to postmodernism, an influence on pop art, a celebration of anti-art to be later embraced for anarcho-political uses in the 1960s, and the movement that laid the foundation for surrealism. By Mark Lowenthal, Translator's Introduction of Francis Pacabia's I Am a Beautiful Monster, Poetry, Prose, and Provocation. Dada was an informal international movement with participants in Europe and North America. The beginnings of Dada correspond to the outbreak of World War I. For many participants, the movement was a protest against the bourgeois nationalists and colonist interests, which many Dadaists believe were the root cause of the war, and against the cultural intellectual conformity and art more broadly in society that corresponds to the war. Many Dadaists believed that the reason and logic of the bourgeois capitalist society had led people into war. They expressed a rejection of that ideology and artistic expression that appeared to reject logic and embrace chaos and irrationality. For example, George Grass later recalled that Dada's art was intended as a protest against this world of mutual destruction. According to his proponents, Dada was not art, was anti-art. Everything for which art stood, Dada represented the opposite, where was concerned with traditional aesthetics. Dada ignored aesthetics. If art was to appeal to sensibilities, Dada was intended to offend. Through their rejection of traditional culture and aesthetics, the Dadaists hope to destroy traditional culture and aesthetics. As Hugo Ball expressed it for us, art is not an end in itself, but is an opportunity for the true perception and criticism of the times we live in. A viewer from the American Art News stated that the time that Dada philosophy is the sickest, most paralyzing, and most destructive thing that's ever organized from the brain of man. Artists here to describe Dada as being in large reaction to what many of these artists saw in nothing more than its Saint Spectacle Collective Homicide! Years later, Dada artists described the movement as a phenomenon bursting forth in the midst of the post-war economic and moral crisis, a savior, a monster, which would lay waste to everything in its path. It was a systematic work of destruction and demoralization. In the end, it became nothing but an act of sacrilege.